No, the Self Catering Federation of Ireland are having a meeting this evening at 7 o'clock in the Leagle Hotel with their members and with everyone who's involved in self-catering and involved in short-term holiday rentals. They're pointing to new regulations coming in on the 1st of November. New tough regulations in rent pressure zones across the country, including which Killarney is one, regarding the licensing or the planning required to rent out a property for short-term let, Airbnb, Booking.com, or indeed self-catering purposes. They're not happy with how the government are bringing them in, and they have a warning for people. I spoke to Maureen Ivoracou, who's chair of the Irish Self-Catering Federation of Ireland, before coming in here this morning, and I first of all asked her to outline what the meeting's about and what their concerns are about what's coming down the line.
Well, the Planning and Development Bill is the second bill brought in by the Department of Housing. The previous bill was some years ago when they brought in the rent pressure zones. And that didn't bother Killarney, really, until Killarney went into the rent pressure zone in late 2020. And as a result, it became automatically illegal for anybody who had short-term rental within the Killarney electoral area to continue on in business. There was no allowance for people to register, to get planning permission or anything. It was just automatically illegal.
So people understand, is this specifically for people who are in self-catering, that like, even if you went for planning and got planning, you weren't allowed to continue? Can you explain that?
Yes. No, the thing is, you could apply for planning, but there's hardly anybody has got planning. So if you applied for planning, you were going to be turned down.
Right.
And to our knowledge, there is only one person who has got planning in the Kerry area so far.
So for ye, it's effectively been made illegal in practice, is what you're saying, in your experience.
It has. And so what happened since then is some of the online travel agents, OTAs, such as Airbnb, continued to offer properties for rent in Killarney, Dublin, other areas with rent pressure zones. And it has now been made illegal for that to happen. And if owners do rent without planning permission, they will be seriously fined. And that bill came in July. Unfortunately, it had to go to Europe to be approved. So it will be November before it comes in officially, if it's passed by Europe. So it's very serious for self-catering owners all over the country, but particularly in Kerry.
So that means you won't be able to put an ad up on any of the websites, including Airbnb and others, Booking.com, for short-term rental in the Killarney area?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And look, can you understand the reason on one hand why this is being done, Maura?
I can, because people are offering all sorts of properties up for short-term rental. In other words, they don't have standards, they don't have insurance, they don't have all sorts of other things. That needs to be sorted and organised, and as a result with that, so there's lots of little anomalies or reasons why you might be allowed to continue with your short-term rental and get planning, but what's happening at the moment is there is a blanket ban on planning, as far as we can see.
Okay. What effect are you concerned that this will have on your sector, the self-catering sector in tourism, the impact that the 1st of November will have?
Well, the biggest impact is there'll be a lack of self-catering available. So at the moment, the hotels, 20% of the hotels have been taken up with refugees, so therefore all the cheaper accommodation is no longer available. And for families, they will not be able to go to places like Killarney because they won't have two or three bedroomed units that they can stay in during their holidays. And it will, in turn, will affect the local economy.
And is that because of the fact that fewer families around, fewer people around, fewer available accommodation at certain sectors of the market? Next spring, next summer, you'll have fewer people going to restaurants, fewer people partaking in activities.
Activity providers, the whole infrastructure, the whole tourism infrastructure is going to be affected by this. If I gave you an example, I have two girls and they love musicals, and we would normally go to Dublin to a musical maybe once or twice a year. That has stopped since the rent pressure zones came in Dublin, because we can't get a two-bedroomed apartment in Dublin for short-term rental.
Okay. And that's what you feel will happen elsewhere, including in Killarney?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
You've stated as well, it's your concern that, and look, we're looking this morning at the news about the Simon community and the survey on available rental, and there's more than likely, I'd imagine, from all indications, going to be an eviction ban for this winter. Yeah. Is it your concern or your feeling or belief that pretty soon these regulations are going to cover every area in the county, every area in the country, rather than just rent pressure zones?
I would say so, because what's happening is with the rent pressure zones, they have been creeping. So they started out in Cork City and Dublin City, and they have crept throughout the country to 50 electoral areas in the last few years. There's no sign of them stopping, and we want to make sure that, you know, people can go on holidays in Ireland. People can go on family holidays and stay in self-catering. Because up to now, we were outside the regulations for tourism. We weren't listed under the Tourism and Traffic Act. And as a result, nobody needed planning permission. Now, if you do need planning permission, it should be possible to get the planning permission if you've already been in business and you have a viable business going, and you should be allowed to continue to do so. But there doesn't seem to be any allowance for that in the regulations at the moment.
Okay, so is it effective? Is it a system of licensing that's coming in for ye, Maura? Or is it just that planning? Basically, you need planning to operate as a self-catering business.
If you're in a rent pressure zone, you will have to have planning to be registered.
So
you have to have the planning before you get registered.
Yeah.
And the problem in Killarney is they're not letting people get planning permission.
Okay.
And we have given the example before of somebody who is 11 kilometres outside Killarney on a farm on the Ring of Kerry, and they have been turned down for planning.
What do you want the housing minister to do for your sector?
For our sector, we have already been asking since the spring for guidelines for planners and owners to allow us to see how owners can see if they can get planning permission, and if people have been in business already, that they should be allowed to get planning permission.
Has that been forthcoming?
No, it has not. Despite many meetings. So therefore, we're now going telling anybody who owns self-catering what the situation is, because by November, people need to know whether they continue on in business or not.
Yeah, and that is a concern, and that's what the meeting tonight in Gleneagle is about, to inform your members or anyone else who listens at what you're hoping to achieve, what you're looking for the government to explain to you, and how to get ready, I suppose, for the 1st of November.
Yeah. So it's at 7 o'clock in the Gleneagle this evening, and we just want to tell people about what the regulations are at the moment, what regulations are coming in, and how it could affect our sector. And then we need everybody to give us a hand to get this sorted, because really nothing has been happening for the last few months where government is concerned.
Yeah. Maura, is there an element here? And look, people normally in this country want to abide by rules and regulations and abide by the law, but there is an element here of people who are not paying attention to this, or saying, you know, this is unenforceable. Who's going to be calling around to my house? Are there going to be inspectors from the local authority around next summer checking if you're self-catering or not, or if you're planning or not? Some people saying, this is another regulation that they won't be able to enforce. What's your response to that argument? That people will, I suppose, carry on regardless of what happens in November or what comes in?
Well, that has been the case since the rent pressure zones came in the Killarney area at the end of 2020. So people have carried on regardless. Nothing much has happened, but now there's a new bill which puts a lot more demands on the owners, and if they don't comply, they could end up in jail.
Yeah. So it is serious. It's going to be much more enforced this time, is your feeling?
Oh, yes. Much more enforced. But as well as that, we need owners to be, to be entitled to understand what the situation is, what the regulations are, and what they can do about it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Maura, thanks very much for talking to us about that. We'll try and find out what the Department of Housing say in response to your concerns. But we'll hear more, no doubt, as the days tick by until the 1st of November. So thanks for talking to me this morning.
Gormil Vaga, Jerry. Thank you.
That's Chairperson of the Self-Catering Federation of Ireland, Maura Ní Mhiarracú, talking about those changes coming in the 1st of November. And I suppose that's the bottom line. These rules are brought in a sense, before, in relation to rent pressure zones, you had to have planning. Hardly anyone bothered applying for planning. It's widely seen as unenforceable. Those who did go for planning, the majority of them turned down. But this time is different. It puts the onus on the businesses that advertise these short-term lets on websites to clamp down on that and make sure they won't do it with planning, and there'll be real enforcement, as these spots they're saying. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. Noel Casey got in touch with us originally in relation to this. And I'm a regular listener to the show based here in Killarney. I was listening to your programme a few years ago when I first came across the Irish Self-Catering Federation of Ireland. You were discussing a meeting that was taking place in Killarney to discuss the new regulations regarding self-catering being introduced by the government. As a farming family who provides safe catering accommodation, I decided to go to that meeting and was the start of my association with the Federation. I've been involved with the Federation since then, and I believe that self-catering property owners who offer people another choice of holiday accommodation are being unfairly treated currently by the government. There has always been self-catering holiday options for people wanting to stay in Kerry going back decades. Myself and my now husband had to make a decision when we got engaged over 12 years ago about our farming future. This is at the height of the recession, and farm incomes were and still are notoriously low. Do not confuse turnover with income. We decided to diversify into tourism and have a future in farming for our family. Providing self-catering accommodation was one form of diversification that was highly promoted by Inchagasc and the IFA as a form of supplementing our income at the time. We decided to invest in promoting self-catering accommodation and applied for planning to finish building the house to achieve the same. There was no legal prerequisite to apply for specification holiday planning for using the house for this purpose. And here we are now, over a decade later, and the government has decided to change the goalposts. I don't think people realise the negative effect the forthcoming legislation will have on the local Kerry economy. People who stay at holiday houses, homes, use taxi services, eat at local restaurants, go to local pubs, do activities and tours with local companies. Currently, Killarney is cited as a rent pressure zone where the new regulations come into effect. But in my opinion, it's only a matter of time before the rest of Kerry will also have to follow the new regulations. So there you go. That's from Noel Casey. Not happy with the changing of it. That meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in the Legal Hotel of the Federation. If you have a view on it, if you are going to be affected by that, get in touch with us on the show.